Favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is Reverend Ralph Olson from the Union Gospel Mission in St. Paul. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's a privilege for me to be with you today. And I come and I understand in the chamber, as in the house, there are many different faiths that are represented here and many traditions. In respect to all who are here and their traditions, I ask you now to pause with me for a prayer. This is the day that has been created for us to experience and to live in grace. We pause just briefly this morning to remember the family of Senator Kubley as they continue their journey of healing following his death. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Greatness is not where we stand, but in what direction we are moving. We must sail sometimes with the wind and sometimes against it, but sail we must, and not drift nor lie at anchor." Leadership is a privilege to those who have been called to this chamber. The issues before you are complex and diverse. And so our prayer today is for a spirit of discernment that the decisions made in this body would reflect the values and traditions of our great state and all its people. Amen.
I pledge allegiance.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreith, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingerbritzen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparkstump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 2174 and 2244. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. They are printed on today's Senate agenda. They will be referred as indicated. First reading. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There is one printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda, second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There are several printed also on page 4 of today's Senate agenda, second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on the Senate bill introductions. They will be referred as indicated, first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are 11 authors' motions printed on page 5 of today's Senate agenda. They will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Hoffman. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2353 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and returned to the author, and I am that author.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Lilly.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2405 be withdrawn from the Committee on Local Government and Elections and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
And Senator Lilly, you are the author, and you have spoken with both of the chairs, and a little explanation about the bill, please.
Yes. Yes, the bill actually is an exemption from a referendum, and it's for the city of Woodbury. They are requesting this, and basically it belongs in the tax committee.
Thank you, Senator Lilly. to Senator Lilly's motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Saxog.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 2467 be withdrawn from the Committee on Local Government Elections and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Madam President, this is a request by Itasca County to change some revenue bonds to some general obligation bonds, and that's why taxes we thought was a better place to handle this.
And Senator Saxog, it's your bill, and you've spoken with both the chairs. To Senator Saxog's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following members will be excused for the day. Senator Sharon, Senator Latz, and Senator Cohen all day. Without objection, they are excused. Further announcements, Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, the business now being concluded, I would move that we adjourn until Wednesday, March 21st at 12 noon. 12 noon.
Senator Senjum has moved that we adjourn until Wednesday, March 21st at 12 noon. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.